You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. Online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Typically, when students come home from school each day, their parents will ask them, "What did you do in school today?" For some students who attend Fort Pierce Central High School, the answer is, "I built a wind tunnel."
This is 16 times the amount of area that's coming in here, which multiplies the speed by 16 times. So basically, if you have your hand here, it's not moving very fast, but in here...
The device looks more like a wooden box bench painted blue with a clear area through which the air originally passes before entering the wooden box, which is the tunnel.
If we had dry ice in front of it, you'd be able to see the flow changing as you go through. So basically, this accelerates it 16 times faster than it ordinarily would be.
Senior student Michael Alexander is part of the St. Lucie County Engineering and Aerospace Academy offered at the high school through Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.
Well, I want to become an aerospace engineer, and it's just very convenient that this popped up as I was entering high school, this program.
Kevin Adkins is an assistant professor at Embry-Riddle who works with the students.
Most of our students have an interest either in aviation or in science or an engineering and science. We really consider ourselves a STEM academy. STEM is a frequently used word, stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And most of these students have an interest in one of those four fields.
Right now, there are about 110 students in the program. Adkins estimates a small number, about 5 to 15%, will go on to attend Embry-Riddle.
It's the general basics of it. You have your fuel speed here, and then your altitude flight here, and you're not.
Deborah Simble sits in front of a computer with a keyboard which looks like it could belong to a video game, but this is a flight simulator. Today, she's chosen to fly in clear skies, but her goal is to someday pilot a Hurricane Hunter airplane. Her future plans include IRSC and likely the Air Force. This class, she says, is a great start.
Just the fact that it's all teamwork-based and small class sizes, and it helps because you get to perform everything that you're doing.
Senior Jose Ferraro calls the program rigorous but also fun. He wants to be an aerospace engineer, and he'd like to work for NASA or an outfit such as the private launch company SpaceX. He may go to Embry-Riddle after graduation, but if the climate of his future college's location is important, the meteorology skills he's learned in this program will help him pick a school he likes best.
You gain more experience, and you try, instead of just forecasting using the tools, you also begin to notice trends given by the models, so you can correct yourself a little more and make better forecasts.
Enrollment is open to all students, but it is competitive, so Professor Adkins says not everyone is selected. Classes are worth college credit.
Students will take two classes a year, so they'll earn about 6 credits a year over the course of 3 years. That's it's about 18 credits. An Embry-Riddle 3-credit class right now up in Daytona Beach will cost you about $3,700. So we're talking anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 of tuition savings.
Those credits will transfer to schools other than Embry-Riddle. If the Embry-Riddle St. Lucie County Engineering and Aerospace Academy sounds like something you'd like, applications are available at the office of Fort Pierce Central. We'll also have Professor Adkins' email on our website, wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.